but I didn't know how high the dune would be and if I'd be able to see the ocean from the site. And to be honest, I wanted pictures with the ocean in the background really badly. So when I pulled in and saw the ocean from my site, it was magical.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of Where Should We Camp Next? A 50-state guide to amazing campgrounds and other unique outdoor accommodations.
Almost 12 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We will also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 4 of the 2022 season of the RV Atlas. On this episode, we are going to be talking about my shakedown trip in the Ember 191 MDB. Picked up at my dealer, went to Delaware, and went to Assateague National Seashore. And it was kind of like a crazy shakedown trip of my own. Like I said in the last episode, Stephanie wins the prize for crazy shakedown trips, going to Florida and back, like over 1,000 miles. But there were some reasons why I also had a crazy shakedown trip. So we'll get into those reasons after we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Whether you enjoy the comfort of a luxury cabin, a deluxe RV site, or prefer to try some unique options like yurts, treehouses, or covered wagons, award-winning Jellystone Parks has a variety of first-rate accommodations, attractions, and activities to provide the setting for an affordable and fun family vacation. Our family has been making great camping memories at Jellystone Park for years, and we can't wait to get back and see Yogi Bear and friends this spring and summer. Jellystone Park locations have everything you and your family will need to make long-lasting camping memories. From amazing water zones, including pools, splash grounds, and splash pads, to mini golf, wagon rides, and jumping pillows, Jellystone Park is the best place for family entertainment this year. You will also find many themed weekend events, including appearances from Yogi Bear and friends. You will notice that family fun at our exciting camp resorts is the main attraction. With over 75 locations across the United States and Canada, make Jellystone Park part of your vacation this spring and summer. Remember, it's not just a campground, it's Jellystone Park. To find out more and book your spring and summer getaways, head on over to jellystonepark.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Just a couple quick updates here before we talk about my shakedown trip. And yes, Stephanie is here.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for welcoming me to the show.
Waiting for me to stop talking.
Never. When
you're listening to this podcast, our merch shop will have launched in the RV Atlas group. We are doing RV Atlas group T-shirts, mugs, hoodies, and they say no cranks allowed.
You should clarify for people. This is the RV Atlas Facebook group.
Yes, the RV Atlas Facebook group.
It's on Facebook.
We used to have a group on our website, and then it was hacked.
Yeah.
And we decided not to do that anymore.
We don't do that.
Okay. So let's talk about my shakedown trip, right? Which you did your shakedown trip to Florida. You were gone 8 days. You came home for how many days before I left on mine?
I came home on Saturday. You left on Monday.
So right.
Yeah.
And Maggie went with you.
Yes, she did. I did bring Maggie with me. It was a little bit like I was torn because I was like, should I? Should I have to worry, right, about her? Like if I have to go into a store, blah, blah, blah. So I was kind of on the fence about it. But she loves traveling so much. She just loves it. She loves the campground, everything about it. And two, I love having her. She really is like, to me, the best security that you could have. She is perfectly temper, like mental. She's perfectly tempered, but she's also very protective, which is like to me the perfect mix in a dog. So I decided to bring her along. Nobody was happy because the kids don't like it being away from her.
They missed her.
Yeah. So then when they found out that you were taking her too, it was a little bit of a thing.
They didn't want her to go. No, I wasn't planning on taking her for two reasons, because I like leaving Maggie at home with you guys when I'm not there, because she's a security dog. The second reason was I was going to end up meeting my cousin who was bringing his dog, Kaya.
Right.
And I was definitely a little worried about how they'd get along in the RV for several days.
Right, because like, they've been together. Question. They get along fine in the house. Like, Kaya comes to the house. But it is a smaller space, and it's also, like, overnight with, like, dogs. And you're like, are they going to sleep? Are they going to annoy? You know, because Maggie's funny. She doesn't not like other dogs, but she could do without them. Like, she's not like... Oh,
she's a loner.
She's not like, I'm so excited.
I think
to
that
see
we're just good enough for her. She doesn't need dogs.
She's
friends.
Like, I don't need dogs in my life. I've got humans.
So I wasn't going to bring her. But then every time I went out to the truck, she followed me to the truck with those sad little Maggie
because
eyes.
Because she had the time of her life in Florida. She did. She should be, like I always said, she should be a farm dog. She was so happy in Florida.
She should be with a full-time RV family. Yeah. She's in this RV right now her dog bed. Like,
when I walk
chilling.
Her in the morning, she comes back and she looks to go into the RV to hang out for the day. She's so weird.
She's in your RV. She's in my RV. She doesn't want to go in the house.
So I said, you have to take her. Like, look, she wants to go. She sees you getting ready and she's ready to go out. So you took her.
I did. Now, and I'm so glad I did. And I'll circle back to why it all worked out so well. Now, I had a crazy shakedown trip, too. So I want to tell everybody, like, how my first trip in a new RV went. Because we always tell people, camp close to home. Get your systems down. You'll know where Walmart is if you need anything. So I was picking up this RV on Monday. Several weeks or a month before, I had booked Assateague National Seashore starting Tuesday to Friday. And I got a beachfront site. I literally got a site right on the ocean Tuesday to Friday. And then my pickup date ends up backing up right next to this Assateague trip. So part of me was like, oh, I'll cancel the trip to Assateague and just bring the RV home and get it all situated for spring. But then I'm like, you crazy fool. Yeah. You have a beachfront site at Assateague National Seashore.
This isn't your first rodeo. It's not like it's your first RV. It's your first, you know, like you've been around the block.
I've been around the block, but still a new RV can make you feel like a kid again, you know, make you feel like a rookie again. So I scrapped that idea of canceling it. I'm not going to give up this site. And plus, I really wanted to get photos for the company and for myself. And I wanted to hang out with my cousin and use the RV. So then my second choice was, okay, I'll go to, and we're in central New Jersey. Our dealer is at the bottom of New Jersey near Philadelphia. So my second choice was go get the RV on Monday, drive an hour and 45 minutes to our dealer, Whitehorse RV, turn around, drive an hour and 45 minutes home, pack up the RV Monday night, then leave Tuesday morning for Assateague National Seashore. I did not like that idea either because that's a lot of extra driving. I didn't want to drive 3.5 hours one day, pack up the RV, and then turn and leave the next day. So I turned to option three. I decided I'd pick up the RV in South Jersey Monday, then go to Delaware, to Lums Pond State Park, spend the night Monday night, then head to Assateague National Seashore on Tuesday.
Delaware State Park's the best kept secret.
Yeah, let's
in the Northeast at least, or the
let's 100% talk about that, yeah. Right? So, I wanted to find a place between our dealer in South Jersey and Assateague National Seashore. So instantly, like you have to drive through Delaware, right? And we both know Delaware State Parks are ridiculously awesome.
Yeah. Did we do a podcast episode on this last fall or no? Did we not end up doing it? Because I remember talking about it on the podcast, maybe because we did the Jellystone one down there, but just like how
we mentioned them.
Just been down there more and more times over the years, and just the state parks are just
underrated.
So underrated.
I mean, they're crowded on the weekends with locals and stuff, but like the Delaware State Park system's a national gem. So I instantly.
So it wasn't in the underrated series that we did, Delaware?
No, but we should have.
Okay. It should have been.
We should have. Yeah. Let's do it.
It should be added to podcast. That series.
No, and then, you know, that amazes me about RV travel. So many people, when they think about RV travel, think about the West and they think about Colorado and California
and Wyoming.
Well,
those places are beautiful.
Those places are beautiful. But honestly, every single state has something amazing to see in an RV and has great places to camp. So Delaware has around 5 state parks that have campgrounds. So I knew I was going to stay at one of them. It was just a matter of picking which one. So it happened that Lums Pond was about an hour and a half from my dealer in South Jersey. I figured I was going to be tired at that point. I will have done the RV walkthrough, you know, hitched up for the first time, all that stuff. So I just wanted to quickly drive somewhere and spend the night. So I chose Lums Pond State Park. And Stephanie, Lums Pond State Park is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The sites are really cheap.
Yeah.
And they have full hookups.
Yeah.
New Jersey, what is wrong with you?
It's just stop even. I don't even hear anybody talking. Like, I don't even hear, you know, there's no buzz in the state of New Jersey. Like, let's fix up our state park.
New Jersey does not love its RV owners.
No, they could care less. They don't care.
They're like, go spend $150 at a resort, jerk.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I don't even hear any kind of will towards that or whatever, but...
Imagine if there was a campground at Island Beach State Park. Anyway, I digress.
Honestly, you wouldn't be able to get in. So keep, now, don't worry about it.
I neglected to say, well, this was a great plan. It did have an element of craziness because I had to pack up my truck with everything for the RV. The RV was at the dealer with nothing in it. So I had to put every single thing in the truck that was then going to go into the RV.
And then you had to forget a lot of stuff.
Wait, I only forgot one thing.
No, you forgot the pillows and the sheets and the blankets that you left in the I
forgot a sheet, men don't need sheets.
Well,
I forgot a pillow. My cousin brought me a pillow.
Oh, that was nice.
And he brought me a pillow with a Star Wars pillow cup case from when we were kids.
Of course he did. That sounds like the exact kind of thing.
And he had his Superman pillowcase.
Oh, that's so cute.
And we were like two kids having a sleepover again. But basically the Lums Pond night was just me unhitching, and I fully unhitched, and unpacking the truck into the RV. So everybody there looking at me probably thought I was nuts, but I got the RV all set up and chilled a little bit, you know, went out and grabbed something to eat, like a quick check. There's nothing like really right around Lums Pond. I mean, it's not far away from civilization or anything like that, but there was like nowhere close by to like grab dinner, at least on the Monday night. But it was a lovely night. I took Maggie for a nice long walk the next morning, took my time hitching up. And since it was a full hookup site, I left with my batteries 100% charged for dry camping at Assateague. So we will come back in a second and I'll tell you about my towing experience down to Assateague and my multiple day dry camping trip with my cousin Kevin and his dog Kaya at Assateague National Seashore. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at CampSpot. Let's face it, summers weren't meant to be experienced sitting at a desk or staring at a computer screen. It's time to call time out. CampSpot is here to help. CampSpot is an instant booking platform for camping across North America, featuring over 140,000 campsites. Research and book the best campgrounds, RV parks, cabins, glamping destinations, and more to find your time out. Whether it's your next epic adventure, girls' night out, or family reunion, CampSpot lets you filter your search results by the type of getaway you want. Browse by location, price point, site type, amenities, and more. CampSpot also offers premium inventory, real-time availability, and no membership fees so that you can find the best sites at the best campgrounds for the best prices. Picture it now. Fresh air in your lungs, cool breeze in your hair, warm hugs in your soul, and that grounded sense of self you'll only find when you spend time out. Book your spring and summer camping trips now. Find your time out. Find your CampSpot at campspot.com.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the show. Now, Jeremy got to go to Assateague.
Were you jealous?
I could always go to Assateague at any given moment. It's my favorite place. So yeah, a bit a little.
Yeah, Assateague is really, truly one of your favorite RV destinations.
It definitely is. So how'd it go?
Well, it was awesome.
Well, let's clarify for everybody. We've reviewed in the past Assateague State Park because that is our favorite place to stay. I have stayed, and you did stay, at the National Seashore Campground, the Oceanside National Seashore Campground. And let us clarify that that is a different situation, and it's not my favorite.
Right. And I want to do this. I want to do a whole separate campground review on Assateague National Seashore, or do a smackdown Assateague State Park versus Assateague National Seashore.
No, we can do a whole.
It's such good content. I don't want to turn this episode into that. Yeah. But
you were not at the Assateague State Park.
I was not.
Which is where
it was my first time camping at the National Seashore. Mm-hmm. And shout out to podcast listener Bill, who helped me get situated and find good sites. And I was messaging with him a lot in the lead up to booking this. First thing I want to say was I took 113 down through Delaware, Interstate 113 or Route 113. It's kind of a sleepy road, but lots of places for lunch, lots of Starbucks, nothing crowded, nothing too trafficy, lots of places to park. It was just so fun, pleasurable, exciting being out on the open road, towing again, being in an RV in a really non-stressful towing situation. So the drive down there was lovely. I stopped at a place called Wayback Burger for lunch.
You're lucky the boys weren't with you because they'd make fun of you because they're always making fun of how you find these ridiculous places when they're with you to make them
eat. Well, it's a chain in Delaware.
Yeah.
There was no one in there but me, and it took them 20 minutes to make my burger.
Yeah, they make fun of you for that gas station you made them all eat at after
the pizza place at the gas station. So good. Yeah. Let's not digress. Now, as I pulled into Assateague National Seashore, the thing I was really, really waiting to see was whether my site had an ocean view from the site. Now, I knew I had a beachfront site, but I didn't know how high the dune would be and if I'd be able to see the ocean from the site. And to be honest, I wanted pictures with the ocean in the background really badly. So when I pulled in and saw the ocean from my site, it was magical.
You were very happy. The payoff.
I was so happy.
The payoff.
Just a little sneak peek of the difference between the two is that Assateague National Seashore, you do see the ocean more from many of the sites. And you can walk from your site to the ocean. It's not a high dune that's fenced off.
Yeah. In the state park, you have the high dune.
Yes.
And you have to walk in a very specific path over the dune to get to the beach. It's not a long walk if you get, you know, close to the dune, but...
So it feels like you're camping right on the beach, right?
Yeah.
Like it really feels like you're truly beach camping as much as you can possibly.
It's almost like, is that the only place in the north where
Beverly,
you're on
the Beverly beach town in Florida?
No. I'm not saying on the whole East Coast. I'm saying on like the Northeast, but I guess you have Montauk.
Oh, right, Hither Hills. But the dune might be a little high.
It might be high there. Just so everybody knows, it is very hard to get what we call beachfront sites are often not beach view. Like when you're camping at the South Carolina State Parks in Myrtle Beach, yeah, you're a walk from the beach. When you're at Huntington State Park, you're right over the dune from the beach, but it's not something that you have this like total view. It's just a little thing that people might not know. If they're used to like, say, some of those places like Camp Golf or whatever down in like Florida in the Gulf, where you might see more of the beach from your site.
You're 100% correct. Like the Cape Hatteras KOA, you could have what they call an oceanfront site. You can't see the ocean from your site.
Because we have dunes to protect from our hurricanes and our
storms.
And
here they have dunes, but then there's like meandering pathways through the dunes. So I pulled in and was filled with joy. First of all, that I was going to be able to enjoy this gorgeous site. I was going to be able to get spectacular photos that I wanted to get of this Ember RV. And you can go to the rvatlas.com, check the show notes and see some of these pictures I was able to take. And one of my secrets here, I brought a ladder. I put the ladder in the back of my pickup truck so I could get that elevated view and get some really cool pictures. So my cousin showed up later that night. We made dinner outside. Stephanie, I made really good street tacos.
Did. The boys would be interested in seeing that flourish.
I did steak, cilantro, fresh squeezed lime, onions. I kept it simple. It's like a real street taco. I'd made them in the skillet. Kevin shows up and he cooks his dog dinner, which is adorable.
Yeah.
Like
and
he cooks his dog.
Cooked Maggie dinner too, right? Maggie got food too.
Yes.
For her while she was with Kevin.
And that brings up the question, like, how did the dogs do together? They're like best friends now. They barked at each other for 45 seconds. And then I think they realized like, okay, we can both coexist in this RV and on this RV trip.
Well, they're both sweet dogs.
They're both such sweet, well-behaved dogs. They caused nobody any trouble, you know, and they got along so well. So my cousin and I chilled that first night. It was a little bit late. We didn't even have a campfire, but we just hung out and talked. And it just felt great to be camping again, right? After a pretty long winter, you know, we sold our last RV in October. It'd been quite a few months before I've even been to a campground. And it just felt great to be there. So we'll come back in a second and we'll talk about our next day and what we did the next day, that full, beautiful day that we had. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go RVing. Go RVing's website, GoRVing.com, is packed with all of the tips and inspiration you need to enjoy life on the road and at the campground. Check out Go RVing's tips and inspirations tab to find recipes from the road, expert advice from real RV owners, budget tips, and so much more. Recipes from the Road includes mouthwatering food content from Keita Roberts, aka Girl Carnivore, and Megan and Michael from Fresh Off the Grid. The expert advice section includes how-to videos from RV owners about essential tools, trip planning and navigation apps, RV maintenance and how-tos, and what to know before hitting the road. The budget tips section also includes a beginner's guide to buying and renting an RV, tips for vacationing on a budget, and five expenses you should budget for. GoRVing.com's tips and inspirations tab is guaranteed to get you ready for your next adventure. And this is just a small sample of the great content you will find there. To find out more, head on over to GoRVing.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. So then the next day was Wednesday, and it was magnificent, warm spring weather in March.
You're lucky. You are lucky, because our Marches can be so crazy. You can have... Look, I came back from Florida and I had a drive in the snow. It was terrible. On Saturday, I was so nervous. I was like, I cannot believe I have to tow at the end of an 8-day trip in like windy snow. And I did it. But like, you then take off.
We were in shorts and t-shirts.
60 Kevin's, degrees. Yeah, it was beautiful.
When you pulled in the snow, I felt so bad.
It was awful.
Kevin surfed. We both went SUPing on the bayside. Right, the ocean was like a little too rough for SUPing. Right,
yeah.
You gotta be. You know, actually, I think he took out his SUP and surfed with his SUP.
Which he owns a SUP company.
He owns an SUP rental company. Yeah, so he's very. He's a true outdoorsman. Yeah, you know, a man of the water, as it were. But we went SUPing. So at the National Seashore, there's a bayside loop of sights that's over on the bay, and we drove through that, and that's a really nice loop of sights too. But you're not on the ocean, and you just drive straight past it. And there's an awesome launch point for SUPing. And there's a concessionaire there if you want to rent kayaks or SUPs. So we kind of just had like this magical little day of hanging out together. I got some more photos and videos and stuff. And it went as well as it possibly could have went. And we were, you know, riding off the solar the whole time. Plenty of water in the tanks. And it was just a perfect day of camping at Assateague National Seashore that day, Wednesday.
Okay, so the next day the weather wasn't so great, so your magical Assateague Island experience came to an end.
Came crashing to a close. So the rain rolled in Wednesday night. Thursday morning, it was pouring with an entire day of rain ahead of us. Kevin had to leave anyway. He needed to get back for something for work. I was going to stay till Friday. I had the site till Friday. But at that point, I would have just been sitting in the RV alone all day in the pouring rain. And yeah, I was kind of like missing you guys. I got out of the trip what I wanted to get out of the trip. So I also hitched up and drove home in the pouring rain. But it was a great shakedown trip. I had a great experience with the rig. I had so much fun reconnecting with my cousin, which is such a huge part of the RVing experience, right? Is spending time with family and friends in a relaxing environment. And that's what I got on my first shakedown trip in the Ember. I think one of my goals definitely is to really get the solar system down and figure out like how long can I go on the solar system, and then at what point would I need a generator to
For clarification, the refrigerator is 12 volt. So
and that we ran it the whole time.
So the refrigerator is drawing from battery power, which has to be recharged by your solar panels. I'm just saying this for people that might be listening. So that's going to be something that's going to be a consideration. It's always going to be drawing from the batteries if you're not plugged in.
100%. Yeah. And just here at home in the driveway, I emptied the fridge out and turned it off to see how much more charge I'd get. And it did go up.
Yeah.
It wasn't insane, but you do notice the jump where all of a sudden you're getting more charge because you're using less battery. Yeah. So, you know, still some things for me to learn, but it was just like a magical little season, kickoff. And I'm really happy that I have Assateague State Park booked for our family this fall. Am I just telling you that now?
Yeah, just reservations that you make. I never know about. But so I guess we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from our family spring break trip.
Yeah, back to Myrtle. I mean, I'm like praying we get good weather. Just warm weather.
You're right. I know. That's all we ever want this time of year is just a little sun, a little surf.
Do you remember the first year we took an RV trip to Myrtle Beach? We pulled into the Myrtle Beach KOA, which we stayed at for several years, and it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It was warm. It was sunny. Kids were in the pool. Yep. We had just come from nasty, cold, snowy, mm-hmm. wet New Jersey. And Max said, I could live here forever.
When they were little, then that was our first trip there. I mean, Wesley was like 1 year old, and that was when they got hooked. I mean, on this spring break warm destination, like we can't go to, you know, like some people go to like places like the Smokies in the spring break. They're like, oh, we'll just, it'll be fine. You know, it's a little iffy weather. Not our boys. They want, like last year we went down to Destin. And they were already like, can we go back to Florida? Like
they want to swim in a pool.
They just want warm weather. Yeah. So it's okay. I feel the same way I feel that moment.
I feel like it's South Carolina for us every spring break. Because like a part of me is like, oh, let's go to the Grand Canyon. But it could be chilly.
Right. Know, like they don't want that. They want a beach. Take them to a beach.
We all want warmth.
So, all right, everybody. We'll see you at the Myrtle Beach Campground.
We probably will see some of you at the Myrtle Beach Campground.
It's a popular destination, I hear. All right. See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas, and a big thank you to our sponsors, to Neighbor, the Thetford Corporation, Campspot, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, RV Snaphead, and Go RVing. To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, head on over to thervatlas.com. And to join the friendliest group of RVers, head on over to the RV Atlas group on Facebook. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review over at iTunes. And we'll see you at the campground.